saw the end of the world. I could feel all this death.
Jean, it was just a dream.
You wander through the willows in the forest you have found.
I've been called many things over many lifetimes.
Trying to hide.
Ra, Krishna, Yahweh.
Ever since the world found out about mutants, there have been secret societies who see them as some kind of second coming or sign of God. They believe that tens of thousands of years ago, an ancient being was born, the world's first
mutant. You are all my children. And you're lost because you follow blind leaders. But I am here now. I'm here for you.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days. Hello. It's Wednesday. And for me, that means taking the train into Boston. Which means I've already watched my movie. It means I'm at the train station right now waiting for my wife. So why don't I take the time to talk a little bit about the movie that I watched today. That's right, it's day 7. Fans Not Experts Movie Month. And today, I went back to the Marvel Universe, sort of. The Marvel Sony Universe. For the latest X-Men movies, so now I'm completely caught up in all the X-Men movies, even though I saw them the last two out of order, because Logan and X-Men Apocalypse. Well, today I saw X-Men Apocalypse. Let's let the cat out of the bag. And it kind of sucked. I mean, for the most part, I talked about every movie so far I've enjoyed, and this one was, you know, to a certain extent, some more than others, but this one was just, I mean, it was one of these things where I was like, okay, I'm going to see it. Might as well watch it. But I wasn't crazy looking forward to it. It's the second Oscar Isaac movie of the month. He plays the rich inventor in Ex Machina. And in this, he plays what I like to think of as a cross between Jeffrey Tambor and Herman Munster. If you took Jeffrey Tambor and you put him in like a Herman Munster kind of makeup and then stuck him in like, almost looks like a man, if you know Many Many Faces or Man at Arms, I forget which one it is, from the He-Man universe from the 80s. That's kind of what Apocalypse looks like, the main villain of this movie. The powers that he had, you know, like he was like all powerful, the idea of it was pretty good, but he looked so stupid that it took me out of it. You know, it's okay to try to modernize it a little bit, maybe not have it look exactly like the comic. I mean, you know, Batman and Robin had Bane look a lot like the comic, and he was stupid. And The Dark Knight Rises had Bane completely look a little more realistic, and he was great. So there's something to that. But for the most part, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, and I didn't like it, and it wasn't good. But there were some things in it that were enjoyable. Okay, I can't think of the guy's name. He plays Quicksilver. And I know his name when I hear it. He's on American Horror Story. Good actor. And he is probably the highlight as far as his moments where he's running around fast. There's a moment where he saves everybody in the exploding X-Men school. And that was probably my favorite part of the whole movie. Always seeing James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender are always enjoyable. You know, in their characters of Professor X and Magneto. Blah, 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 blah. But Jennifer Lawrence almost looked like she didn't want to be there. Now I got to get used to these young people. Are these going to be like the X-Men people going forward? Like a new Jean Grey, a new, super Cyclops guy, and a new Nightcrawler. I'm trying to remember these names, and I'm like, are these bad guys? Are these good guys? They run into Wolverine, but this is before the first X-Men movie, so did they know him in the first X-Men movie? Do they recognize him? Like, dumb things like that bother me. And the villain just kind of was underwhelming. I feel bad for Oscar Isaac, had to get in all the stupid makeup. His sidekicks, there were four, like, I guess almost like the four horsemen of the apocalypse are supposed to be, you know, he's Apocalypse, so these are these four horsemen. And there was a girl who, I guess, could, I don't know what she could do. She had a cool blonde mohawk. That was the superpower he gave her, was changing her hair from dark to blonde, I think. And then, oh my God, Olivia Munn. I can't say anything good about her in this movie. Like, even from the trailer, like, they show her doing those effing stupid superhero poses where, you know, they bend over and they spread their arms out. Like, every time a superhero lands and he has to put one hand down and there's another hand behind him and his feet, you know, those stupid superhero poses. That's all she did. She swung a sword around, and I think she had, like, five words in the whole movie. I remember her from, like, hosting a geek talk show online, or maybe it was on, like, on TV, too. And I had no idea that she actually is considered an actress. I'm not sure. I'm still not sure she's considered an actress. And it's like a shot of her. It was in the trailer, or in the TV, you know, the commercials for it, where, like, the overhead is all the CGI stuff, and it looks so... it looked like Once Upon a Time level special effects. It just, ugh. And Bryan Singer, you know, come on, guy. You've done better work than this. You know, people don't give Superman Returns enough due. That movie is 10 times better than this. I'm going to say, you know, I'm DC partial. So am I saying, you know, yesterday I saw Suicide Squad and I liked it a lot more than most people did. And today I saw X-Men Apocalypse and I liked it a lot less. Now look, this didn't do very good on Rotten Tomatoes either. I think it only got the 40s. But 20% more people liked it than they did Suicide Squad. And I don't want to know those 20% of people, because I they're not worth knowing. There, I'll say it. For the most part, this movie sucked. I'm trying to think. Oh, so the whole movie, I guess, was him taking over. It's always cool seeing Professor X doing his power. It's cool to see how he lost his hair. But I guess, like, it's weird because a lot of stuff happens. And it's never spoken of again in X-Men 1, 2, or 3. And there was one funny line where the young X-Men go see Raiders of the Lost Ark. They go see Return of the Jedi. And they come out and they're like, oh, you know, it was okay. The third one always sucks, is what they said. The third one's always the worst, is what the girl from Game of Thrones, who played Jean Grey, says. And obviously that was a dig at X-Men Last Stand, because everyone thinks that one's terrible. But guess what, folks? This is the third one of the new trilogy, and it applies here, too. I know this is, you know, technically like movie 9 or 8 for the X-Men movies, and Wolverine's movie 9, but if you take out the origin and you take out Wolverine, take out Logan altogether, you got X-Men 1, X-2, X-Men Last Stand. Boom, that's one trilogy. Then you have First Class, which was great, Days of Future Past, which... I like First Class better than I like Days of Future Past. I know everyone thinks that's, like, crazy good. I thought it was good, but I didn't like it as much as First Class. And now you have Apocalypse, which, again, I think was kind of shit. But they're not done. You know, this is Sony. This is Sony's X-Men universe, you know. Sony owns the right to Spider-Man. Well, they did. They own the right for the X-Men. They own the right for Fantastic Four, Deadpool, because anything in the X-Men universe. And they had Spider-Man. So that's why you saw 3 Tobey Maguire movies. And then they needed to keep making movies, I think, to keep the rights. So all of a sudden, like a few years later, you see these Andrew Garfield movies. Now, finally, they've made a deal with Marvel Studios and Disney to bring Spider-Man into the Avengers world, into the real full cinematic universe. Hopefully someday they'll do something like that for X-Men, because on their own... It's just not as good. Fantastic Four, that's why you see another Fantastic Four, because they only Sony has these properties. And that's why I noticed, I'm watching Logan, and they pick up a cell phone, and it's a Sony cell phone. I'm like, really, people use Sony cell phones? I mean, I know they're out there, but come on. In the future, I guess they're big. But that's why you keep, they're going to use these X-Men movies. They're making, like, New Mutants. They're making another X-Men after that. Like, I think they're going to do another, like the Dark Phoenix movie or whatever it's called. I don't know. They're all okay. This one is up, might be the worst X-Men movie. And, well, no, I guess X-Men Wolverine Origins is probably the worst. Then maybe this is a tie between this and Last Stand. Probably Last Stand's the worst, but this one just, it didn't do it for me, man. And I knew it watching the trailers, and it was weird because being a DC sycophant, I was almost rooting for it to not do good, and it was successful. It just wasn't as big as the other movies. And I just remember going, I'm not excited to see this at all. Whereas Logan, I was pumped to see. Of course, I waited a whole year, or I waited, you know, months and months, but I finally saw it. And that's it. I mean, I don't want to talk about this movie anymore. I'm done. You know, it's only like 6:15, so I can lay to rest today's movie, except like, you know, I gotta, of course, find a picture to stick my face on, because, you know, that's very important. But I got nothing else. So, you know, before my wife shows up, I just want to say thank you for listening. Day 7 is done. So, really, the first week, I guess, is done, you could say. Because I started Thursday. Oh, my wife's here. Okay, before she gets here, you can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality, on Facebook at fans.experts, Twitter also at fans.experts, the website's fans.experts.com, the hashtag anywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, hashtag FNE Movie Month. That's it. Day 7's in the books. My wife's looking at me, wondering what I'm doing, talking on the phone. So this is the end of the podcast, and wait a minute, maybe she wants to say something. Say hi. All right, that's it. Here's my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode. Fans Not Experts.